Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Guard. Like, happy morning, good morning, afternoon, new, whatever going through in life today.
Hello.
Oh, and the streak is over.
I didn't clean my teeth before this.
I'm back.
Yeah, so we are back. And guess what? Hero is back and Omar is back. Wow. Hi, Omar.
I had to bring him with me because I missed him.
Yeah, well, it made sense. I mean, we had Dario come for the first time. Oh, hey,
oh my God.
Yeah, I can't come on the show for the first time ever. And then we're like, you know what? Let's just keep the guests coming. So then we... Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. I'll start that.
Not yet.
But yeah, so we decided to have Omar come back. And the reason why is because today is, well, the day of recording, actually. It is Pokemon Day. And what better person to be here for that is Omar. He's an expert
on Pokemon.
Pokemon expert.
He finished the Pokedex in one day. Can you believe that? In one day.
Which one?
The Gen 4 one, obviously.
The easiest one to complete.
Which is what? One? In your opinion, what's the easiest Pokedex to complete? There is a wrong answer.
Which one?
Tell me the answer first, and I'll tell you.
I think it was probably X and Y.
Yeah, that's the... that was way wrong.
Nailed it.
Smart, Oscar.
Thanks. You know, they're not going to school route because Dario got me last time. But yeah, so today they released, I guess, not a press conference or whatever, but like they had an announcement of the future of Pokemon. But from what I could tell, it was mainly for 2024 and 2025. So obviously there is plenty to go around in the near future. But before we go into that, you know, past 2025, let's start with Omar. How did you feel about the announcement today?
I totally forgot I was going to be today. Okay. Someone just had to remind me, and I was like, oh, it's going to happen at 8 a.m. Dang, I'm working.
Yeah, we were all working, actually. So
I actually had it in the background because of YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So like when someone asked me about it, like, how'd you think about it? I was like, dude, I didn't see anything. I was just listening in the background. Mm-hmm. So I had to rewatch it. I enjoyed it. I wish there was more main series stuff, but it was more of like Pokemon Go,
yeah,
Pokemon Masters, EX, Pokemon Sleep. And I think they introduced like a TCG app and I think something else.
Right. Yeah, the new characters for Unite as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Unite? Oh, yeah. So then, were you kind of excited about that or how did you feel about the whole thing in general?
Well, I played bits of all the other stuff. The only one that's not like main series games I still play is Pokemon Go.
Right.
So, but from the main series, I'm excited.
Okay.
In a way, I just downloaded that Pokemon Sleep app they were talking about.
What is that exactly, if you don't
mind?
It
tracks your sleep, and then you can, like, get rewards for sleeping or something.
So that's why you're always late to work. You're getting that grind. those rewards.
He's on his way, too.
I just got it today, so I haven't used it technically.
No, he was still late because of it.
Oh, yeah. He was in the morning. I woke up. Oh, can I get the app right now?
How does it track your sleep? Your phone's off.
You're
not using it? Yeah.
Oof.
Can she be sleeping and not doing anything?
What if you're just not on your phone? Would it count?
Yeah. No, I think your phone's like completely untouched, not being used or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, because your phone is really good at like tracking when you walk. Because it does. Yeah. One about Android.
Oh, it does.
Apple,
it does plenty.
Apple can record your footsteps without calling you a fat ass. No, I was kidding. So that's pretty cool about that. But Tweety, before we get to you, what did you think about the whole announcement? Shebang, shaboom, shabop.
I think it was okay. It was a little underwhelming because I don't like use any of those stuff. Mm-hmm. I am kind of excited about that. Basically, dual links for Pokemon because kind of wanted to learn how to play. And it lets you without getting too invested.
Are you going to be able to play on that TCG?
Yeah. And then that's the thing too. When it came out, I told Tweety too about this. When I first saw it, like, this is fucking stupid. But don't come at me, people from the internet. I thought it wasn't worth it because I thought you were only collecting the cards and then that was it.
Opening packs.
Like, that's what it looked like. It was the main feature.
Yeah. And I was like, why would I want to open virtual packs if I'm not going to be doing anything? Like, it's not worth money. It's just for my own, right? No, I'm talking about virtually. But then whenever he had mentioned later on in that same section that you're actually going to be able to not only collect, you're going to also trade, but you're going to also quote unquote duel battle with other people, and that's what made it like sold for me, was because I didn't want the idea of collecting virtual cards did seem okay, but if it was me, someone that's not really I like Pokemon, right? Don't get me wrong, but I'm not like a whole fan. Like, But like, you know, it's just like
their main objective is working already.
Right.
I'm trying to get the casual player base. I like, I know of Pokemon, but I never immerse myself in playing or collecting. Right. You know.
Mm-hmm. And same with 22. Like, I've always wanted to learn how to play, but I never came. This guy was supposed to teach me how to freaking battle with Pokemon, and he never fucking did. So,
well, we played the card game for a little bit. We got those starter decks.
Yeah, I got the Empoleon. You got Pikachu. No, you got Trico. It was Trico's.
The last one, yeah.
Yeah, it was Trico's.
Sceptile?
There you go.
You don't know the name?
Yeah,
I like that. Trico. I like Trico.
Put that shit down. You don't even.
I like Trico specifically.
But yeah, I mean, and we did play it for a little bit. We did learn the basics, but it didn't. I guess what stopped us from playing more and more was the fact that it was just us two and we didn't really know how to play. And, well, our main game was Yu-Gi-Oh! And right. Even to this day, I would consider it to be our main game. So it's just, I don't know, like, now that we haven't
played that in forever.
Yeah, it's been since December. November, for me, but different time, different topic. But, yeah, so when I saw that, I was like, no, like, I don't think I'm going to like it. But the fact that you can play with other people and actually learn how to play the board game or the card game, it's really cool. And I can't say I don't like that, because when I wanted other people to play, like Hero and Tweety, what I say? Get Duel Links.
Yeah.
And I think this is a great way to get more people, like you said, on Pokemon.
Well, what's crazy is they already have an app for TCG,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like that one is more pay to win, and okay. it's only North America.
Like Master Duel, kind of.
Yeah, and it's not all regions. So I think what they're trying to do with this new app is to be a worldwide kind of thing.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. I think that one will pop off really well. Pop off, queen. But yeah, other than that, like, I didn't really care for the Masters one. Pokemon Go. Now, I'm not active with Pokemon Go, as you can tell. By our group. I was kidding.
I slowed down a lot, but I just opened it like last week.
I haven't opened it for a long time.
Yeah, but I started getting back into the app
anymore.
But dude, that game though, I'm not saying the game sucks, because it's really good. Because if someone was like, "Hey, let's have a weekend, we'll play again," and I'll get it. But like more Pokemon being introduced, that was kind of cool. Me and Fred actually used to play Pokemon Unite all the time together, even with Josie, which is his girlfriend. And we would play, like, I was fucking beast with Pikachu. So the fact that adding more characters to that, which is, I think it needed more characters or more Pokemon to begin with, because it was kind of like lacking in that area. But I was like happy for that one. The cooking one, I didn't really care for that one. That one's just
getting an update because the game's already out, right?
I believe so, right? Because you get
majority of them.
I don't even know what it is. Honestly,
you get biscuits, Hero.
That's I like biscuits.
Now we can tell now.
He is the biscuit man.
That's why the couch is like this. No, I was kidding.
Oh my god!
Damn.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, I kind of want to agree with Tweety about how like it lacked a lot of things. Did you like anything out of that besides the ones that I mentioned, Hero? Or was it just like?
I was interested in the cooking one.
Oh.
And the TCG one, and the sleep one. That's probably the ones that I was gonna like. I'll probably look into that and get it and try to play with it. I already got the sleep one.
Oh, nice.
My phone. I'm gonna try it tonight.
Do it tonight. Retrico
on. I'm gonna sleep with the Pokemon.
You can record yourself and you can upload it as a clip.
And then Omar, can you go a little bit more into the Masters? Was it EX or Masters?
No, I think the main series.
Okay, yeah. Like, what is that?
The main series?
That's going to be what... Well, I saw... Okay, so...
Yeah, it's a Masters EX kind of thing?
No, that one, if I remember, is like a... I forgot how you play it.
Is that a mobile game?
Yeah, it's a mobile game.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So, pretty much is you have a partner and you do like trio battles.
So, two partners?
Huh? No, it's it's your own character, and you go into these dungeons or the player games.
Oh, Dungeon Masters.
Yeah, and then you have two partners, like two other trainers, and they have their own partners.
Oh,
so they all have special
like
skills.
A pyramid scheme.
So you recruit two partners.
Yeah. And then from there, you build up money. I mean, your team.
The only person I know that plays it is Michael, but. Like I said, I played it for a bit, and I was like, it's kind of boring.
Okay. No, well, I mean, that's cool, I guess.
It has its own player base. But right. It's pretty cool, because they have their own weekly stuff, updates, they change characters, new Pokemon.
Now, I know, since you're such an expert on Pokemon, I've been seeing these two anime characters. It's a boy and a girl. One of them Riku? No. What are the names? Do you know?
I don't actually know the names.
Okay.
Like Lyko and...
Yeah, Nico and Lyko. No, I was kidding.
Something with an R.
I wanted your opinion on this because I actually heard about this a long time ago. And, you know, what better day than Pokemon Day to talk about it. There is speculation or theories that those two kids, or even one of them even, is going to be Ash's children going on their own Pokemon journey. How do you feel about that? Or what do you think about that?
I think it's already been debunked. I'm not going to lie.
Wow, I like that theory.
I don't cook.
No, so the theory was how she dressed. Okay. And she had like a little pin. Mm-hmm. And that looked like Ash's cap design. From the original days he had. So that's why a lot of people were like, oh, it's probably like a little pendant he had that passed down to her. And I think the Pikachu was probably because no one knew who the Pikachu was. But if you watch the anime, because it's going for like season 2 already.
Oh, shit.
It's been going on. Okay. Yeah. And so that's why I said it's probably been debunked already. Because could have sworn there was like a screenshot of Ash somewhere there. And it's like an older one. But not
he's
like...
He's an older Ash in there?
I think so.
That's cool.
Like, I think he's... probably 18 at best.
What? And he has a kid?
Oh my god.
So no.
Damn.
Yeah. It's only been 20 minutes. Like,
the moment he retires, like, and then has like fucking children already.
They're like, here comes the oldest Pokemon master at 18.
At 18, I'm retired. Ash catching from Paladown. But that tells you how updated I am with the whole Pokemon world. And I think the last anime series I saw was The Journeys on Netflix. You know, obviously, spoiler alert, if you didn't know, obviously, you know. Like, he won, finally, after all those 1 years. And, you know, so... Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was about to say awkward. Yeah.
It's like, I guess you didn't see it.
Wait, is the second one, right? The second?
No, he finally
won. No, he won the whole thing. Like, everything.
I was talking about how he won.
Yeah. Oh.
No, what? Didn't he win an Alola, like, the championship?
No, so what it was, pretty much the story was, he won his first conference, or Pokemon League, which was in Alola. And then for plot reasons, they wanted to have a masterclass of all
the champions.
And Pokemon trainers and not Pokemon trainers, gym leaders at Elite Four.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to do a big bracket, and they keep eliminating people. And then I think it was the Elite Four, not the Elite Four, the champions. I think they had like buys, so like Ash had to work his way up to the top 8, and then he slowly beat like. Oh, he beat Cynthia. Oh, he beat Lance. Or he beat Leon and all that shit.
Man, Cynthia was batting. With that Garchomp. Jing Chomp. Now, I can imagine. But yeah, so that was the last one that I saw. But good for him. I saw the battle. It was pretty epic. But, you know, little controversial moment at the end. But whatever. It's for the fans. It's for the fans to get that closure that they want. Even though Pikachu totally fucking fainted. But whatever. It's cool. So... anyways, before I move on to our next topic, we're running down the line, but Hero, what is something that you wish you would have seen in the announcement today for Pokemon Day?
What was that trailer at the end? Was that a new game?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a new...
It's a new Legends game, so think of it as...
Apparently, it's a sequel to Arceus.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Or...
I don't know what Arceus is either.
Or it's just like a back in time kind of thing. Well, that's complicated. Not back in...
It is back in time.
Yeah. You get like sent to like this time warp and you go back in time and you're basically in the beginning of Pokemon. Like how it all started basically.
And I think it's a small village.
Yeah. It's like Assassin's Creed but with no killing. No, I'm kidding.
With a little bit less.
No, the killing was...
That's probably what I would have been asked for anyways. Like just another Pokemon adventure game.
Mm-hmm.
But... I don't know. It's because I'm not really, like, super playing Pokemon. That's why I was interested in more of all the side ones.
You're more interested in sleeping?
And the casual Pokemon stuff.
Sleeping and eating?
right.
I like, because I collect cards. Well, I haven't collected some in a while, but I collect cards. So that was why that one interested me. And then just super casual stuff that I didn't care about the main things.
So right. Like,
if there was another main Pokemon game, I probably... would try to get it and play it.
Okay.
But I don't... All right. Don't trust me on that.
Okay, I don't. But anyway, Omar, let's go ahead and... What's something that you wanted to see a lot? Or what was something that you were, like, hoping for?
Personally, this is just me.
That's just you.
I thought they were going to do Gen 5 remakes.
That's what I was thinking too. I said it, didn't I, in the car?
But, so it's crazy because I was watching a guy explain it. He's all like, he was arguing how they missed the 20th anniversary of Gen 2 remakes.
Right.
So they're like, it wouldn't hurt for them to do it now and then push Gen 5 remakes
later on.
Well, it wasn't a Gen 2 remake. It was like a Legends or a sequel. Do it kind of thing. I'm like, or like a Let's Go. Right. I'm like, that's fine. But so we didn't get any. We didn't get Gen 2 nor Gen 5.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to. I mean, like I told him in the car, like I was really hoping. I wasn't original. I read articles. A lot of good points that were made was like, you know, going back to black and white or, you know, silver and gold and stuff like that. And a lot of the things they were wanting was like a lot of throwbacks. You know, like Brilliant Diamond and whatever, Shining Pearl. Those games I did like. I'm still playing Diamond because I can't beat Cynthia's ass. But, you know, it's stuff like that. Like, I don't mind the remakes or the whatever you want to call it. I know I skipped you, but I know what I wanted the most was a lot of more adventure games, more solo games. And, you know, I do miss the feeling of like, and I know Scarlet and Violet were the recent ones, but I do like, I miss the nostalgia of it. Like, I miss playing with old Pokemon that are newer.
Yeah.
A newer old Pokemon. Like, obviously, like, I was able to play with Piplup again. Better
looking ones that aren't pixels and stuff like that.
Like, I wouldn't mind playing with a better version of, like, the black and white games and all that bullshit. It's not bullshit.
But that's Gen 5, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The black and white.
That's the last one I played.
Yeah.
And Burly.
And what?
I said Burly.
Oh, Burly. Yeah. And then you? Holding the little bird over there.
I don't know who did that, but that was disgraceful. No, I'm just kidding. That was like the same thing. I wish they would have. What I wanted them to do was like port like the older games. So like on the 3DS, you could play Crystal, like all the really old ones.
Right.
I wanted them to do something like that. But with, especially like with Emerald. So I'm trying to buy Emerald.
I have a third copy.
For free? No, I'm just kidding.
For free?
He got you a map. Be grateful.
Oh, I know. He already got me something, so I have to wait till next year. But, yeah, I'm trying to replay it again because I had Ruby. And that was the only one I played. This was back before, like, I understood, like, the third game is usually always better.
Right.
So, that one I missed out on. I finally got Platinum not that long ago.
Right.
But I just started playing Arceus.
Right.
And it's pretty cool so far. I like the premise or whatever. So I'm excited for the new or new Legends. But I don't know about the... So I haven't played X or Y.
Right.
So what?
Nothing. I'm listening to your story. Okay. You're explaining yourself.
So you're so funny. That's why you make me laugh all the time. Looking all cute over there.
Anyways, you were saying...
That I haven't played X or Y, so I don't know if I should be excited or not.
He has a question.
No, I got something to add to it. So, okay. Unfortunately, they did confirm it's set in one city of that whole region. I don't know how they're going to do it, but it's controversial.
Damn.
I read some tweets, and I'm like, yo, just one city? Like, what the heck's going on?
Well, maybe
they just like
maybe it's so
blow
big.
Everything up so that it's
a big
like city. Worthwhile.
I mean, maybe it could be a city now. Maybe they don't want to give too much away. You never know.
Well, if you played X and Y, apparently it's after the aftermath of that story.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh.
I played X
because a lot of people were saying that it's because the little history they had was a war, and right. They thought it was after the war. But someone said no. If you read the documents, it said redevelopment of Lumio City. So it's either because there's no point. There's no because Lumio City is more recent or like right. More modern. Mm-hmm. So it can't be when it was first built.
Right.
So it has to be. Oh, we're gonna renovate or be more futuristic. That's what I was telling my friends. I'm like, no, it has to be somewhere in the future. Like not like 100, 1,000 years. It's probably right. Like 10, 20 years.
Wow, I didn't even think about it like that.
Well, because Legends Arceus was in the past.
Right.
Why wouldn't they dabble into the future?
Or maybe it'll be like past, present, and then future. Like something way into the future.
Dang, they should fucking hire you at the Pokemon Studios, dude. Like, y'all have good ideas.
Anybody, please.
But I didn't think about it like that. This is why you're the expert and you come on the show like once in every.
Well, I was arguing with Michael about it for like a hot minute.
You should have argued on the podcast. No, I was kidding. No.
He has no one to argue. He's right here right now. No, oh, shit.
Bring him in. Bring him in.
No, yeah, but and it was funny whenever we heard about the Pokemon Day, and it was actually the reason why, you know, I kind of got excited about it again. Like, oh, Pokemon's back in my life, in a sense of like new things are coming out, because it felt kind of dry. Like, it felt like there wasn't anything. Well, like I said, I wasn't like in the news, so like to me, it just felt like Pokemon was like slowly dying off a little bit, maybe taking a break. But then like I forget the small things, like, you know, the little apps or the little site, whatever. Like I totally forgot about Unite. I was like, bro, I used to fucking play that game like all the time. It's crazy. But I kind of see like the MCU kind of with Pokemon anime wise. Like, you know.
It's too much already or what?
No. Like right now, like because Ash was in our lives for like a long time. Mm. And then like Ash isn't in our life dominantly. So I guess for like,
it's
like
for what the else next can, generation.
Right. And, you know, I thought people were going to be like, what the fuck? Whenever like.
I think they should have replaced them a long time ago.
Well, me too, buddy. We're in the same boat.
I think the best place. So offended. I think the best place where he could have been replaced was if he won the Sinnoh region or the Kalos region.
No, the one. Which one was the one with. Oh my god, I'm blanking.
Yes.
Froakie's evolution, the final one.
X and Y. Kalos.
Man, that fucking battle was like, in my opinion, that was the best fucking battle he had. I was like, oh, Greninja, there we go. And I was like, man, dude, like they went like they popped off Queen, and I was like, bro,
what was the whole point of having a special form?
Exactly. And then why didn't even have him with fucking his final team in the end when he was playing or facing against Leon? Like that's when it was fucking like, yeah, he had a
cap. You said Celine Dion.
I did. I was kidding.
Oh, okay.
She was in there. He's like, oh, like, no, but like, he was one of the best like fucking Pokemon that he had ever had. Easily like better than Pikachu.
Everyone's like top favorite.
Yeah, like that was so good. And the fact that he fucking lost, I was like, bro. I was like, if he lost this one, he wasn't gonna win anything else after that. But then he won with fucking Alolan Pokemon that wasn't even. Anyways, before we continue with this, we're going to go ahead and we're going to have Tweety introduce a new segment on East Garlic. It's going to be Tweety's movie review. Take it away, Tweety.
What the f*** was that? Don't waste your money. Terrible plot. Terrible characters. Bad writing. Overall, 3 out of 10. Definitely needs garlic. And back to you, Oscar.
All right, so there you have it with Tweety reviewing Madam Web. And honestly, with that being said, I guess the movie needs garlic. So if you don't want to be disappointed, don't watch that movie. But thank you, Tweety, for your feedback.
I haven't even seen it, but thanks.
Yeah, appreciate that. It was good. It was good if you didn't know anything about Spider-Man and Marvel and about good movies. So, all right. So, anyways, before we had Mr. Tweets over here do the movie review, Omar, yes. Before we go to our last segment, what has been your all-time favorite Pokemon game and why? It's time to reminisce. It's time to, like, get down in the... No, I was going to say dumps. I don't know why I said that. Sorry. Memory lane.
I have two.
I said pick one.
No, you no, get I was two. Kidding.
Damn, okay. You get two.
So...
You know what? Make it three.
Okay. The one I played the most growing up has always been Emerald.
Oh.
I think I probably clocked in, like, too many hours.
Yeah, and you can see it right here. No, I was coming at his clocking.
You can see how many hours he had right here. Oh, shit.
I just remember playing it over and over and over. And I think before finishing high school, played it a little bit more.
Okay.
I haven't played it in a long time. But the one that probably has the most, like, most memorable is probably Black and White.
You can relate to that one the most, right?
That too.
Okay. Which version did you buy, Omar?
Oh, my God.
It was... Black.
Makes a lot of sense. That's
why he went to jail. I was kidding him.
Oh, shit. It was a bad influence.
Bad influence on them. Okay, Hero, you're next. Favorite Pokemon game of all time and why?
I think it's the only one I finished.
Okay.
Or the first one I finished, at least.
Okay.
And it was Fire Red.
Ooh. Well, you didn't like the other ones, or you just preferred Fire Red?
That's just the one I had. I don't know how I got the copy of it.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I had other ones. I had Yellow and...
And Blue and Gold and Silver, silver and Black and White. And.
But the I know Red, like, finishing it. I remember finishing completely. And I was like...
Did you beat him?
Yeah, I beat him.
Did you win, son?
I finished. No, I was kidding. I won, puppy.
Oh, my God. That's for Luis, huh? All right, and you, Tweety? Hola,
Luis. I think mine
was that's enough. I was kidding. All
right. No, you already have the movie review. But I think right now, at least, it was Ruby, because I played that one a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
It was like one of my favorite generations, but close second is Fire Red.
Okay, why?
That was my first one ever.
Oh, okay.
So I got it, I think, for my birthday. No.
Okay.
Wait, which starter did you pick?
What? Well, all right.
Charmander.
His very... Oh. Fuck, dude.
You picked Charmander too, or what?
Of course.
Why wouldn't you?
I wanted to pick Bulbasaur, but I really liked Charmander.
At the time when I did... I don't know if I played... No, I played Leaf Green. That's what I played.
Mm.
Did I? Yeah, it was green. And me personally, I don't want to say... I knew better because I didn't. So whatever was just like there. So I think I remember I did pick water. I did pick Squirtle, right? I did pick Squirtle. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, I'm a water guy. I'm a water guy.
Like, my rule is I always get all three. And they made it a little bit easier now with Pokemon Home.
Sure.
So like it is.
I didn't even know there was a strategy to picking it.
Me either. It was just like,
I didn't do anything.
It was literally the first one that gave you all the strategies.
I was like the meme. I was the meme where it's like, on my team, like if the only stat you need to lower is the HP, so it's like none of the stat changes or anything. I don't worry about that at all. That's the thing too with the moves.
Mm-hmm.
I would always give them moves that made the most damage. Yeah, like I did not know how to play.
Yeah. Well, even to the day, you don't know how to. No,
you're right. You're absolutely right. I don't know how to play still.
What fixed that for me was. Was that Gen 8 Sword and Shield?
Gen 8.
That's what fixed it for me because of the raids or whatever.
Oh, right.
So it's like it actually kind of helped to lower their stats.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it.
Have one person hit hard. Everyone else just like make it slower. Go to sleep. Oh my God, attack, dude. No defense. Slow it as hell.
But when you fucking played with like
randoms.
The computers or whatever.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ, dude. And they were like, they have like one hit left and then like. He used Reflect to protect. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
They would recover. They would recover.
Recovery. I'm like, bro, I used to hate that. I still do.
Or the shit would get fucking knocked out like that because it was like a weakness or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you brought your fucking water Pokemon against an electric type. Mm-hmm. Shit like that.
And they're not even fully evolved either.
I know.
So you're like doing like a legendary or like a really high level Pokemon like, and they bring out like...
I'm like, what the fuck?
String shot, go.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And even to this day, I don't know how to play. No, I was kidding.
Mm.
Because of Fred and Josie, because they would watch me play. I mean, they saw me watch or play Arceus. But yeah, like, they would always tell me, like, oh, like, you need to make sure, like, when you catch Pokemon, it has, like, this, and your attack is a little bit. Blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, I knew the basics, right? You know.
So Fred was your Professor Oak?
He was like Professor Daddy, so I mean, it's
that's
I
guess. A nice professor.
Professor Daddy.
But I didn't.
Aren't all professors daddies though?
Not Oak. He's a little bitch. No, I was kidding. Imagine.
Do any of them have kids?
Oak can get it.
No,
I was kidding.
Oh, my God, Ash's mom. I'm gonna tell you that right now. No, but like, but for real, I knew the basics of like, you know, fire beats grass, grass beats water, water beats fire, obviously stuff like that.
Until they introduced like fairy and shit.
Like, right. Whenever they added dual types and then the new types as well. That's whatever got confusing. But I mean, there was moments as I got older that I wanted to learn. So like, when I would play a game, I'd be like, oh, what's I'm playing against this Pokemon, so what's good against? Because it'll be like poison. I don't know. There's two, and I'd be like, okay, well, what is going to help me out?
Yeah.
So because of that, I was really good at, you know, remembering what was good and all that jazz. For me personally, though, I've always been a an emerald kind of person. I've always loved emerald. As you can clearly see why. I haven't bought brilliant. I mean, not brilliant, not emerald. That was my second favorite. I meant to say
what?
Diamond. Diamond was
what? I'm all nodding like if I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're like, no, but like, no, for my stuff. But Diamond, when I first played Diamond on the DS, was it DS? Right. I saw Piplup and I was like, oh my fucking God. And then I saw the anime and that stubborn little bitch. I was like, I like that Pokemon. Like, I freaking love them. And I was telling them earlier about there's this that one scene where Piplup and Cyndaquil are trying to like open the door, and then Piplup was like pushing and so Cyndaquil, but then he looks at him and he goes oops, and then does it by himself because he wants to prove himself, right? So just stuff like that, like I don't know, I've always loved him, and you know, so I mean, I have
a little sexy Piplup
right here, and I have like two pop heads, the same one, I guess, I don't know, why not, boy girl, Squishmallow from Tweety. I don't know how he knew I wanted one. There was no way I could have. I would have.
There's no telltale signs.
I made it. I didn't make it obvious or anything. And then, yeah. And now I just snuggle on my Piplup every night. And there you go. Is he a little bit wet? I don't know.
Well, he has water. Why is he a little crusty in this
one? God, that's
why gross. Is his beak crusty? No, I'm just kidding.
That's so gross.
No, but anyways.
Is there a hole in the back?
Oh, my God. But we're gonna go ahead and do something that I really like doing, especially with Omar and Eric, and we're gonna be doing our Gen 4 Pokemon draft. I like it so much.
Are we gonna be able to do like the Pokemon's pictures?
We'll see if I feel like it. So we're gonna go ahead and do that.
To go to our legal expert.
Yeah, we have to make sure we can do it legally and mentally and physically. So
physically,
yeah. Emotionally.
Okay.
Yeah. So, without any further ado, what better way, and we didn't roll for this at all, to have our guest go first. And Omar, we're going to go ahead and have you go first, buddy. And okay. Go ahead and begin with your... And we took notes on that side, so if we see us on our phones, that's probably why.
I never take notes.
Well, yeah, because I know you're good, all right? No one... You are the professor of our group of Pokemon, so...
Wait, do we even have the results for all the other ones?
Yes, I do.
Results? Just
not like... Not more like
the, whoever has the best team. That was like the thing.
I do have the results, thing. And it's on. I won all of them so far. So
no, you did not. You lost the first one hard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? I like to think of it as a comeback, all right? So I want to shut your mouth.
You were a true underdog.
I was underdog, and I came out pretty much on top two, so whatever.
All right. It doesn't have to be on stats either. It's just like who has the coolest team.
I just think. Okay, anyways, I'm worried. You go ahead and go first.
I'm going to go with Dialga.
Big mistake. Nice. Okay.
Wait, I'm last, right?
Yeah, you're last. Yeah, you're last. So after Omar, it's me. And I have to do this quick. So I'm going to go with Empoleon. My number one pick is Empoleon.
It's a given.
Hero.
And mine's Lucario.
Oh, that's a good one. Tweety.
Giratina.
Ooh. I got to erase mine real quick. All right, go again.
Garchomp.
You son of a bitch! Oh.
I'm not surprised.
Wait, who'd you pick?
Garchomp.
No, to Omar, what'd you pick?
Dialga.
I'll pick the other one. Palkia.
Oh my God. I'm going to go with... Oh no, yeah. I'm going to go with Toxicroak.
Nice.
Toxicroak right there.
That was on my list.
I know. Same. I saw your list. No.
I copied you.
Alright, Omar.
My next one is going to be Darkrai.
Ooh, son of a bitch. All right, and then you go again.
Oh, that's right. We'll do Infernape.
Okay.
I'm good with it.
I'm gonna go ahead and do. I might butcher his name, but we're gonna go with Abomasnow.
Close enough.
Okay, how do you say it?
I think you said it right.
Okay, cool.
So Abomasnow. It was so close. It was right.
That'd be my number three pick.
As long as you don't say Obama.
Obamasnow. Oh, Obamacare.
Yeah.
All right, hero.
I'm going to go with Mamoswine.
Ooh. Who's Mama? Ooh. I was kidding.
Was I looking in the mirror, huh?
Hero? I mean, no. Tweety?
I'm going to go with Luxray.
Ooh, okay. Okay, go again.
And for the cuteness factor, Turtwig, my boy.
All right.
This one's cute, too. I'm going to go with Munchlax.
Oh, nice. I think you're doing... Mirror, huh? Oh, my God, stop. I'm going to go with... Is it... Electivire?
Yeah.
Okay. Omar?
I would do his counterpart, Magmortar.
Ooh, okay.
I always thought he was kind of ugly, but
I think he's the worst one. Next one. Oh, we actually got some good ones. We'll do Rampardos.
Rampardos?
That was
okay.
Got one.
I'm gonna do Rhyperior.
I'm okay with that.
No, I don't care what your opinion was. I was gonna Hero.
No, I think he was ugly.
I'm a pink. Pink.
I'm a pink.
I'm a pink. Hunchcrow.
Ooh,
that's actually really good.
He looks Hunch really
edgy as hell. But
okay,
because he likes the fedora.
Yeah, he looks really cool.
I'm going with Shaymin.
Shaymin,
which also form? Cute.
Yeah, what form, huh?
Both.
All right.
I have the facilities to get both.
Hello. All right, Hero.
Wait, it's me again.
Yeah, you need.
No, I know. I skipped you. No, oh.
Yeah, no, but I want to have a chance.
I know. I want to have a good Pokemon my team.
I don't know what to pick.
I'm not going to pick Zoe. He's sparking for
you. I'll put you in a number.
Oh, my God.
I ported him from from Ruby. I'll pick Gallade.
Okay. All right.
I'm surprised he went that long, though.
That's what she said.
Did someone already pick Darkrai?
Yes. Yeah.
Ah, dang it. I didn't hear it.
I'm just not paying attention.
I'm going to pick Squirtle, but from the home. From the home app.
I'm going to go with Leafeon.
Leafeon, okay.
That was my second choice, honestly.
I'm going to go with Gliscor.
Glizzy.
Oh, my God. Glizzy McGuire. I was going to guess.
The Glizzor.
That was the fourth one, right?
No, that should be the last one.
Yeah, that should be the last one.
Has it?
Yeah.
No, that was my last pick.
That's my sixth.
Oh, I'm not counting. That's why.
Somebody didn't want to take notes.
This would be your last pick right here, Omar. Your last two picks.
Oh, my last two.
Yeah. One. You only have one.
Alrighty. We're going to do Frostlass.
Okay. Oh, that was a good one. I like that one.
You really?
That's the floating curtain, right?
The who?
The curtain.
Well, not a curtain, but like she's the snowy bitch.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The snowy bitch.
It's like a long dress thingy.
Yeah.
Visual.
Yeah.
Has a T-Rex head.
Your mama?
What's going to be?
Oh, Lord. Well, there you have it. So we're going to go ahead and go down the line. And Omar, do your final pick or your final team. Sorry. Oh, all of them.
You act like I remember.
Yeah, well, I don't remember. This bitch didn't want to take notes.
All right.
I just want to put on the record that Omar and Hero do not believe in notes. And this is the reason why.
So first was Dialga.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Second was Darkrai.
Okay.
Third was Infernape.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Magmortar somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
The last one was clearly Frostlass. Damn, what was my in the middle of all that?
Lucario.
No, that was me.
Hero
that
was Lucario.
All right, we're gonna have to remember all this.
Well, yo, it's in the tape. No, he said Darkrai already.
I took two legendaries. I remember that.
Oh, Dialga.
That was the first one.
That's the first one.
Oh, Darkrai. I was kidding.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
All right. Hero, what's your list?
We'll put it back.
Yeah, we'll put it on there.
I need to know.
Lucario, Palkia, Mamoswine, Hunchcrow, Munchlax,
mm-hmm.
and Leafeon. Damn, okay. I remembered that as I was saying it.
Okay, and then mine, and I might butcher the names again, but Empoleon, Daddy Boy. And then I had Toxicroak, Abomasnow, Electivire, Rhyperior, and then Glizzycore. So that's pretty cool. Glizzycore. And then Tweety.
Giratina, Garchomp, Turtwig,
Shaymin. I wanted Garchomp so bad.
Shaymin, Gallade, and Luxray.
All right. Well, there's only one that you took one that I wanted, which is Lucario. You took the one I wanted as well.
I took Darkrai for these two.
Me too. I had it on my list too. You took it for everybody, so that was pretty good.
Yeah,
so
cool. It's going to be on my list.
So there you have it. That was our Pokemon Gen 4 draft. In the comments down below, let us know how we did and pick your favorite team and who did the best in this generation. And if you want to go back to our old episode where we do the draft, they're going to be in the link down below. And
I hope you remember which one it is.
Technically
just look for the ones that say my name or Eric.
Yeah,
and the Halloween special.
Yeah, but like I said, they'll be in the link down below. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Omar, thank you for coming.
No, thanks for having me.
I will always have you.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, we'll see you guys next time. And we hope you had a good Pokemon day. And let's see what they have in store for us in the future. Deuces.
Bye.
Bye.